Okay, we are on Hilchos Chanukah, Taf Resh Ayin Dalet, Seif Bet. Seif Bet, just a quick follow-up. Aleph. Yesh Misha Omer, some say, and that's what he paskins, the Shulchan Aruch, Shener Shel Beit Knesset, Veshel Shabbos, Veshel Chanukah, all these neros, Kulam Shel Mitzvah, they're all used for a mitzvah, Haim. Umutar Lehadik Mizeh Mizeh, so you're allowed to use one to light another one. If you lit one of the candles, you can now move that candle and light one of the other candles directly with it. Okay? We're not the rule immediately. Muksa, well, assuming that you didn't accept Shabbos yet. I'm not sure what, if that's what you're asking.
I'm so sorry, I'm a little not copied. Where are we?
Tafresh Ayin Dalet.
Tafresh Ayin Dalet.
Right before Hey. And that's Sif Bet.
Sif Bet, yes. Okay,
thank you. Haga. The Rama writes, "Vehu adin ner shel Talmud Torah, the light that's dedicated for learning from for Talmud Torah, that's also a ner shel mitzvah. O ner lechola hatzarichlo, even a candle for a sick person that you need that light for him to see. It's all these things are tzarich mitzvah, and you can light from one to another. However, if you look back to Aleph, the Rama is basically makel for every purpose but Chanukah. Chanukah, he says, the minhag is we never light from candle to candle." So using candle to candles works for all the other mitzvahs. But for Chanukah, we're makpid just to use a separate candle, match, or a shamash. Okay. Tafresh ayin hey. Tafresh ayin hey. Shahadlaka osa mitzvah velo hanacha. So this is a basic principle that initially stems from the Gemara, that when you light it, that's doing the mitzvah. But the question is, how far do you take it? The Gemara really does not discuss it very much. And depends how far do you take it. So that's where the Rishonim discuss a little bit and the Achronim. So Aleph, Hadlaka osa mitzvah velo hanacha. When the mitzvah is performed and completed by lighting the mitzvah, not placing it. It doesn't matter how and when the candles or oil and wick was all set up. So she'im ayta menachas in koma. If it was placed in a spot, shelo l'shem mitzvah chanukah. Someone put it there for storage, someone put it there to light, just to see, for any reason, it's just there. It's not a problem, you can just walk right over to it, even though it wasn't set up for the purpose of Chanukah. Madlika sham, you go ahead, you just light it there, no problem. Ve'eno tzarich la'asira, you don't have to pick it up, l'hanicha, and then put it back down. L'shei mitzvahs Chanukah. Ve'fichach, if you have these lamps, again, for us it's not so common, but you had lamps in those days, and it was used for lighting for mundane purposes all day long. So what do you do? So let's say it was there throughout Shabbos, it was lit, or whatever the case might be, it was lit before. All you have to do when you come to light it for Chanukah, you can use the exact same as if nowadays you can just turn off the light and turn back on the light. That's how it was in those days. You just come over to the lamp, you extinguish it, and you relight it. And when you relight it, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pick it up. You don't have to do like, you know, bechamein beishilo by a sukkah, what you do with the schach. You just light it and you're done. Okay. Okay. As long and you just light it l'shei mitzvah when you come to light it. Umi kol makom, however, tzarich shedlikenu bimkom hanachata. But when you light it, it must be lit in the place that you're going to leave it for 30 minutes after it's ace. Okay? That's what's important. And what comes out of here is you have to light it in the proper place. Okay? It can be set up for whatever reason, but then when you light it, it needs to be kept there and it's appropriate there. You have to be yotze over there. Okay, you can't light it in a hidden closet where no one's going to be standing, and then you take it out and then move it after you light it, for example. She'im, now we'll see how it plays out over here. She'im idlika bifnim, in those days they often used to light it outside. So you can't light it inside, indoors. V'hotziya lachutz, lo yatza. Like, let's say it's windy outside. So your purpose is you want to light it indoors, and then you put it into a case so now the wind won't get to it, and then you walk it outside. Shulchan Aruch writes, you're not yotze at all. No, because that is how the mitzvah was set up. Now, you'll see the reasonings. You might think, you hold a little banner and you say, I'm doing this for Neros Chanukah. But this is the halacha. This, even if the reason, you can like finagle yourself out of the reason. Here, let's keep reading. What's the real reason for this? Or one of the reasons. Sheharoe omer letzorkohu madlika. Because if you start walking around with this box of candles that are lit, people are going to think it's like a little lantern you're carrying, not for the mitzvah, but for yourself to see where you're walking. And it needs to be where it's obvious you're doing it when you don't need it and you're doing it for the mitzvah. That's why you're supposed to light it where in a place where there's already some light in the room. That we learned earlier. Or have a shamash that could help with that. V'chein. Im madlika v'yokza biyado bimkoma. Let's say you lit in the proper place where you're going to leave it for 30 minutes, but it's in the air. You're holding it in the air as you light the candles. Lo yatza. You're also not yotze. Sheharoe omer litzorka uhu ochazab. The person will think you're just, it's not for the mitzvah, it's so that you can, it's like a flashlight for like a little lantern so you can go wherever you want to go. Some point out that even if you light it in a proper place in your room, and your yotze 100%, you're going to be use it there, and that's where you want to leave it for the next 30 minutes. Once you light it, for those first 30 minutes, you're not supposed to move it around from place to place. Mikar din, one's allowed to, if you need the place, but some point out that lechatchila one should not move it around. Okay, let's go to bed. Yesh misha omer dekevan delacha osa mitzvah. Now some say that since the hadlaka is what makes the mitzvah, it's all dependent, the whole mitzvah is dependent upon when you light it. So tzarik shi'tein shemen baner kedei shi'ur. So you only yotzei the mitzvah of hadlakas neros if there's enough wax or oil that's going to last for 30 minutes past tzeis. Okay? Again, we keep saying tzeis, yes, there is an opinion in tzeishkia. But, okay. You're going to say a bracha, we're going to go with tzeis. You need to make sure to be yotze the mitzvah, you have to have enough fuel that's going to be there for 30 minutes. Kodem madlaka. Right? What that means before you light, or really means when you light, there already is enough fuel when you say the bracha and when you light it for 30 minutes. Aval yim berech v'hidlik, but if you say the bracha and you light it, v'acharka chosif shemen ad kedei shi'ur, and then you realize, well, there's not enough oil, and you start pouring in more oil into the lamp. Lo yatza yidei chovato, you are not yotze, and you have to extinguish what you already lit, and relight it. And most say not to say a bracha, because this is not necessarily clear from all the Rishonim. Not necessarily all the Rishonim and the Gemara would agree with what Seif Beis is telling us, but that's how we paskin. So you're going to have to relight, but you don't light with a new bracha. Just something interesting to point out, I saw Mikrai Kodesh in the beginning, where he mentions, here's a major difference between Hadlaka Sneros and the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Based on the Gemara Menachos, he says, Lechatchila, you're allowed to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash with not enough fuel. And as the day goes on, you see you need more oil, you can keep on adding all day long, or all night long, whatever it is. So then, when you light, you don't have to have enough fuel in there from the beginning. But for Hadlaka Sneros, we paskin you do, for Hanukkah. Just an interesting tidbit there.
So, really, as I mentioned before, once you light it, you cannot take it from there and put it in your box. That's permitted or forbidden?
Once you light it, you can't move it. You want to know if you can put it into a box?
Yeah, just drop it and shove it in.
So then, basically, as long as you're lighting and you're in the act of still lighting, then you're good to go. As long as you're osik. I mean, people say if you want to light outside and it's a little bit windy and you're going to put into a glass container, well, how do you light? You have to have it open when you're lighting, and then you quickly close it. So as long as the assumption is as long as you're osik, then you're good to go. It's a little questionable. Start moving it from place to place, but okay. I think that Gimel. Isha madleket ner Chanukah. If a woman lights the neres Chanukah, she has to. There's a mitzvah and an obligation for her to also light, or to be yotzei through her husband, or she's able to be motzi her husband. So, Okay, so in other words, she basically has the same chiyuv as the husband, is what we're saying over here. She'afi chayev esba, because she's obligated in the mitzvah. She was saved in from the nes of Hanukkah like all of us, and she was also a woman, we know from the story of Yehuda, played an integral part of the story. Aval, im hidlika chereshote v'katan, lo asa klum. Now, if cheresh shota, cheresh is deaf and mute. Shota, he's not; his mind is not cognizant or aware the way normal people are. Katan, you're below the bar mitzvah. Lo asakum, he's not obligated. And if you appointed him to light for you, you're not yotze. Ve'afal pi shehinicha gadol. Even if the one who did who set up the candles, right? We learned hanacha is not relevant to the mitzvah. It doesn't matter who set, even if a gadol sets up the candles, you can't now leave and have your katan light it for you. Okay. V'yesh misha omer bekatan shegi alechinuch matar. There is an opinion though that actually a chazal allowed a katan shegi alechinuch. The whole thing is derabanan in some
states.
Even for others, there is such an opinion. I mean, we don't paskin like this. But maybe if you have no choice, better than nothing. Then that's often the reason why many say why the Shulchan Aruch brings in two opinions. Because sometimes even though we don't paskin like the second one, he wants you to know that there are other opinions out there. Don't be so quick to say that someone else is wrong. And also sometimes for certain cases that it becomes relevant. Okay. Ule haga, ule didan. Now, we have the custom, the Ramah says, that everyone lights. So therefore, according to our menag of Mahadrim, you know, Mahadrim, even a katan is supposed to light and with the bracha. Yeah, needs to light with the bracha. That's the menag. Needs to light with the bracha. Okay. Interest, one quick thing about someone.
It's not mitam chinuch. It's mitam chinuch.
I don't know. Good chakira. I don't know. Suma, someone who's blind, so he can't see the lights. He can't see. So what's, is he chayev or not? So many poskim say he's chayev with a bracha on for all three brachos, because suma is chayev in mitzvos. This is the mitzvah of pirsum menisa, and you don't have to get benefit like havdalah. In fact, it's usher to get benefit. And he's able to. So some say, most poskim, right? If you have for a summa, it's much better to have someone else who's in his house, his wife, to light for him. But if he lives alone and he's not married and he's on his own, so then he should light with the bracha. That's what many poskim write. For example, the Magen Avraham, Chazon Ovadia, Shevet Alevi, Rav Moshe and Rav Yosef Efraim. Just on the other side, some say no, Safek Brachos Ahakel, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChaim, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. So it's a pretty split machlokas. So on, okay. Let's go on. Yeah, so Taf Resh Ayin Vav. Seder HaBrachos VeHadlaka. Aleph. Hamadlik bilel rishon mevarich shalosh brachos. So we all know on the first night we light three brachos that we're all familiar with. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. Some say ner shal Chanukah. V'sha'asa nisim. That's the second bracha. V'shachiyanu is the third bracha. V'im lo berach zman bilel rishon. And if you forget to say shachiyanu the first night, or you didn't light at all the first night because you weren't able to, mevarich bilel sheni o keshi yizkor. You can say it any one of the nights when you see the candle. You could even say the bracha on, let's say you say Shachianu, let's say you're not home, someone else is lighting for you. Well, keep it simple. Let's say no one's lighting for you, and you go, you see, and you're not able to light, and you see someone else's house and candles. We're going to see you're allowed to say Shasa Nisim and Shachianu. So you already say Shachianu. So when you come to light the second night for the first time for you, you don't say Shachianu again. The Shechianu is on the candles in general, Chanukah and Pirsum Enisa, and it's you already said Shechianu, so you only get to say it once, once the whole year for Neros Chanukah. Okay, let's go on. Base Milel Rishon VeElach Mevarech Shtayim. So the Lahadlik v'shasa nisim. Starting from the second night and on, there's only two brachos. In other words, you don't say Shachianu, you say the first two. Haga, the Rama writes, Mivarech kol habrachos kodem shiat chil lahadlik. And he writes, the proper way to do it is to say all three brachos the first night, and then you start lighting. And for the second night, it would be also you light the first two brachos, you say the first two brachos, and then you light. That's the general minhag. There is, some people do have a custom to say the bracha, it's mentioned in the Rishonim, to say the bracha, to light rather, after the first bracha lahadlik, because the ikar issue is over le'asiyatan, is going on the lighting, not so much the other one. Whatever, so there's a couple opinions on that one, but the general minhag is clearly that we say for every night you finish with the brachos, and then you light. Okay. Gimel. Let's go on. Oh, just something interesting. If a person forgets to say the bracha, it doesn't happen too often, but you're lighting the candles and you forget to say the bracha. So if you didn't finish lighting all the candles of the night, let's say it's eight candles tonight, and you still have one more candle to go, and you forgot to say all the brachas, then you can still say all the brachas, even lahadlik, because you're still osik in the hadlaka. Once you finish lighting all the candles for the night, so then you can no longer say lahadlik, because it's, you already finished with it, but you can still say shasa nisim and shechianu. Okay, gimel. Mi shelo hidlik ve'enu ati lahadlik ve'osa alayla. So now, if you, one who didn't light, and he's not going to be able to light that night, v'gam e malikin ala b'tog beso, and there's no one lighting for him at home. He's wandering the streets tonight. And when you see the Ner Chanukah, someone else's Ner Chanukah, then you say the bracha Shasa Nisim. Sorry, I already said this. So then and then if it's the first night, you're also going to say Shech Yanu on someone else's. And then when you come to light the next night, you don't repeat Shech Yanu. All right, sorry. Dalit. Achar shehidlik omer aneres halalu anu madlikin ale teshuas valanisim valaniflos. After you light, you start saying aneres halalu. The most common minhag is once you finish the first candle, that's the ikar mitzvah, then you start saying aneres halalu while you're lighting the rest of them. But also, some say, no, you should wait to finish all the brachos that you're going to finish lighting all the candles, and then you'll say Haneros Halalu, and that's according to everyone. That's perfectly legit, especially for those who are handicapped with multitasking. Okay, that's me too. I can't light and I can't say Haneros Halalu. They both fall apart. Okay, hey, Yadchil Lahadlik Veleil Rishon Baner. Hayoter Yemini. So, what's the first? Okay, so the first night is only one candle. So you have your menorah set up, and so you first light the one that's most at the right. Right, you're facing your menorah. It really goes by where you're facing when you light the menorah. Don't worry so much about the other people. It's more about you. You're facing your menorah and you're lighting it. The reason why I say that because really it comes up with the window situation. Yeah. But anyway, you face your menorah and you put the candle in there all the way to the right, and that's what you light first the first night. Ubalel sheni, and when you come to the second night, kashiyosif ner echad samuchlo, you add the next one next to it to the left. Yadchil v'yavarech al nosaf shehu yeter smali. So now, what do you start with the second night? So we just said how to set it up. Now, which one do you light first? So you light the left one first. Why? Because there's an inyan in Chazal. You always want to turn to the right. So you have that with the Mizbeach. When the Kohen turns, he goes up there. You always turn to the right. So v'chein b'leil shlishi kishi yosif od echad samuch l'shnei neirot harishonos. So when you add the third candle, again, it's us to the left. When you set it up, you keep adding to the left. But then, And you, so then when you light though, you're always lighting with the new candle, the one that's the most to the left. And then you keep lighting in the direction of towards the right. So you're constantly turning or going to the left as you light them. It's the same thing for all 8 nights. Nimsa shetamid mevarech. It comes out you're always saying the bracha al hanosaf, on the new one. Shehu mora al hanes. Because when you're lighting on the new one, it's for the extra night, and it's more represents or exemplifies the miracle. Shehare betosefet hayamim, by adding more days, nitosef hanes. By more candles, you get greater miracle. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the two main criteria is we want to be adding, you want to be lighting the new candle, because that's a greater show of the nes, and we always want to be turning to the right. So it works out well, and so it doesn't really matter where you put the menorah. If you put the menorah on the side of the doorway, or even in the doorway, or in the window, really makes no difference. There is another opinion, but it gets a little complicated, because it depends where you put the menorah. But the main premise of the other opinion, there's two completely different criteria. They always want to light the candle first. The one that they always want to light first is the one that's closest to the doorway. So if it's in the doorway, it's in the doorway. But if you put the menorah just next to the doorway, so that you can walk through, samach, right, within tefach, right next to the doorway, so you always want to light the candle, the first one that's closest to the doorway. So if the menorah is on the left side, then you're going to be going from right to left. And if you put it on the right side, then you're going to be going from left to right. You have to work out each scenario according
unless
to this other
you
opinion.
Light it from behind the menorah. And you said it goes across.
Yeah, that's
it.
If you could stand in the wall, but yeah.
That's the first sheet that finds this one.
No, what I'm saying is that just imagine you've got a doorway. Here's the doorway. Here's the mezuzah, and here's the menorah. You stand here, and you write right to left. It's gonna be, you're gonna be yotzer for both sheets.
Right. I hear you.
I guess.
If you can squeeze through that's in the wall. Yeah, okay. The other thing that's a main criteria for this other opinion is they always want to use this, they always want to light the same candle first. Whichever, based on the first night, the one that you're using, that's called the Ikar Mitzvah according to them. And they don't want to light from the Ner Nosaf, from the new one. They always want to light from the first one. Because the first candle that you light is the ikar. And you don't want to lose the status from the first night, which one got nikva or koveya as the first ikar candle, so they don't want to switch. Anyway, different. Follow your minhag.
Who is this opinion?
I know it's mentioned in the Shari Tzion, b'shem the Rashal and the Gra, but you have to see inside exactly. And there's a lot of little nuances, and there's, you know, going to be spin-off opinions. Definitely. They definitely argue the Shulchan Aruch. That I can tell you. It's a two main minhagim. Okay, I guess we'll stop, yeah?
And the Rama obviously agrees with the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.